the synod on synodality has a potential to fall into the hands of either the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit. And that outcome depends not on the Pope, nor on the cardinals or bishops, nor even on the lay participants, but on you and I and our decision to pray. With everything in the church, there's the illusion of those that are in power, the Pope and the clergy and etc. But the reality is, it's the grassroots people that always make the change because there's more of us. You see this in many situations in government and in other circumstances, and it's especially true in the church. Something that you see in the history of the church, that it's these small saints like St. Francis of Assisi, on whose feast the synod began, or St. Faustina in our modern times. These people are the ones that really are moving the church in the direction that God wants it to. We are those people. St. Francis representing a certain type of spirituality, masculinity. St. Faustina, different type of spirituality and femininity. So that every man and woman, the synod depends on us. And we need to be aware of that. When you look into some of the direct resources from the source, from the Vatican website and another one having to do with the synod, you find this message that I'm giving to you put out there. So I want to read parts of a letter from a cardinal that wrote a letter to all the bishops attending the synod about the importance of this subject. And this was reiterating something that Pope Francis said so that you can understand even what he is going into thinking. And he says, the letter says, without prayer, there will be no synod. We are that prayer. They are calling for us to pray. And in the letter, he speaks about every baptized person, people in monastic communities, people dedicated to prayer, that this synod is above all a listening to the Holy Spirit and not coming in there with agendas. When we see some of the things that put out by other YouTubers or by news channels, they're focusing on the agendas. They're trying to put fear in our hearts and to help us lose faith in the church and in the power of prayer. I put a YouTube short about this topic and a few people were saying, oh, this is hopeless. This is going to turn just in one direction. And this is the lie that the devil wants to present to us. The reality is we have power to make change, even if we're not there, because we control the heart of God through our love for God and through prayer. So here it talks about kind of four modes of prayer that many of us know, but it's good to reiterate. Talking about prayer as a type of listening to the Holy Spirit, so we can pray for the ears and the hearts of the Pope and the bishops to truly be open to God, so that they cannot deny what the Holy Spirit is telling them, and that they be given the grace to listen, but also the second part of listening, obey and go with what they're hearing. Then adoration, that a new reverence can be poured out into the church by what they hear, by coming into the presence of God and adoring, that we do that as lay people so that these bishops that are going to this meeting can have this experience. We need a sending out of a real new evangelization to evangelize the world in preparation for the coming of Jesus. And then the last one, prayer as thanksgiving. As I sometimes like to say, the best way to ask God for something is to thank him for what he's already given you. Let me repeat that. The best way to ask God for something is to thank him for what he's already given you. That's also the best way to ask your wife and your husband for things. So we need to not give in to the fear and the lies that are being put out there about the synod, that somehow this is going to change things or do new things. That might indeed happen if we give up our role as intercessors. So we need to have confidence in God that he is more powerful than any bishop or pope or whoever, that he ultimately, it's his church. Jesus is the head of the church at the end of the day. So we need to come to him in prayer, and we need to shape the synod so that it could be what the world really needs. My friends, be encouraged. Don't give in to fear. Don't listen to the fear mongers out there about all of this. Do not listen to them. Be a person of faith and courage and of prayer.